When we were in the book of Acts, I pointed out how tough it must have been for Paul to change the way he lived out his faith. He had to look at things in a whole new way. And just like Paul, we need to keep the fundamentals that we learned when we were young in Sunday school, but we need to grow. It's not that the things we learned when we were kids aren't important anymore. It's about trying to be more like Jesus and less like Moses. In the text that we're looking at today, Jesus uses two parables to help us understand this. In the last couple of sermons, we talked about two parables that Jesus told when he was giving the Sermon on the Mount. Between the Sermon on the Mount and our text today, Jesus has performed a lot of miracles. He healed a centurion's servant just because the centurion believed Jesus could do it. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. He stopped a huge storm on a lake, showing that he was in charge of nature. Jesus told demons to leave a man and sent him into some pigs. He helped a man who was lame. In a world where everyone wanted to see miracles, Jesus was a never-ending source of miracles. Then Jesus did something that surprised everyone just as much as his miracles had. He chose Matthew, a tax collector, to be one of his followers. Now, as bad as we don't like the IRS and getting on tax time, it's really brings to home sometimes how much I don't like the IRS. Our dislike of the IRS is nothing compared to the hate that the Jewish people had for tax collectors. Tax collectors worked for the Romans, so they were representatives of everything that was bad about Rome. They were also known for being very dishonest. They would tell people, "You owe me such and such," adding on money to the tax amount, and then they kept their money. That's how they got paid. The Jewish people, especially those who were very religious, saw tax collectors as the very worst type of sinner, and they didn't want anything to do with them. So when Jesus, who was a respected teacher, picked Matthew, a tax collector, to be one of his followers, it was a huge deal. It shocked everyone. But what this choice did was it showed that Jesus was here for everyone, even those who were usually left out or looked down upon. He was showing that his message, his way, was about kindness and accepting people no matter who they were or where they were in life. When Jesus chose Matthew, it changed how people thought about it, changed his followers. It changed how they thought about religious leaders and the idea of a Messiah. The Jewish people, of course, had been looking for a Messiah who would become a ruler. But Matthew was connected to Roman rule. So Jesus having him join them was shocking. Jesus wasn't about keeping things the way they were. He wasn't about divisions between people. Instead, he was bringing a new message about changing things and bringing people together. Then we have Matthew's reaction to Jesus asking him to follow him. He immediately got up from his tax collecting booth and went to follow Jesus. This was huge because he, from what we're told, with no thought, no consideration, he left his old life behind. He left his way of making a living behind. He had to give up a lot. Matthew's choice to follow Jesus shows how much Jesus' words can change someone's life. Jesus can lead people into a completely new way of living, changes their values, changes their priorities. So after Matthew joined him, Jesus and all his followers went to have dinner at Matthew's house. Well, a whole lot of other people showed up. A lot of other tax collectors came. A lot of people that many considered as sinners and would have nothing to do with came. The religious leaders, having heard about this, the Pharisees, they got upset, so they came. Of course, we know the Pharisees were the enforcers of Jewish law. They taught and they explained the law very strictly because they thought that doing certain practices, like fasting, was how a person connected with God. Their way of practicing their faith was very strict, and it focused a lot on what other people saw in them. Focused actually far more on that than the person's relationship with God. So with all that in mind, listen as I read, or read along with me, as I read Matthew 9, 16 and 17. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In a world where people were used to following very strict traditions and laws, Jesus brought a new and exciting message. He often said things that made people rethink the usual religious rules. For example, when people asked Jesus' followers why they didn't fast like others, Jesus uses two parables to explain his point. He talked about not using a new piece of cloth to fix an old cloth, not putting new wine into old wineskins. The story about the cloth meant if you put a new, unshrunk piece of cloth on an old garment, the new cloth's going to shrink when washed and tear away from the old, making the hole bigger. And the wine story was about how new wine is still changing as it ferments, it releases oxygen. So it needs to be in new wineskins that will expand, making room for the new wine. Old wineskins have already expanded as much as they're going to. So you fill up the wineskin with wine. If you put it at the level you're used to putting it, when the new wine ferments, it's going to burst the wineskin. Just like new cloth and new wine need new things to hold them, Jesus was saying that his teachings were new and needed people to think in new ways. He wanted people to open their hearts to his ideas, not just to fit them into the old way of doing things. Jesus introduced what we call the New Covenant. It's very different from the Old Covenant that focused on following the law. His teachings were surprising and hard for the religious teachers and others to understand because they were used to a different way of showing their faith in God. Jesus wasn't just trying to update the old rules. He was offering a completely new way to think about God. He focused on changing from the inside. He focused on kindness and love and grace and mercy and having a personal connection with God instead of just doing rituals and following laws. This was a huge change in a society where being religious usually meant strictly following the law. Above all else, you followed the law. Jesus was creating the foundation for what would become Christianity and showing people a new way to live and a new way to think. If we don't allow Jesus to change us on the inside, there's no difference in us and the Pharisees. And I've said this before. I think that the Pharisees, for the most part, had really good intentions. They were trying to keep the people close to God in the only way they knew, and that was through the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant said, if you do or don't do these things, meaning keeping the law, then God will not accept you. You will not be His people. But Jesus came, and with Him came the New Covenant. Under the New Covenant, how we treat others matters more than following Mosaic law. Jesus said that loving Him and showing love and extending mercy and grace to others is how we become acceptable to God. In the Old Testament, the emphasis was often on justice and the law. For example, the law of retaliation, or what we know of as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It comes out of Exodus 21:24. This law was about fairness and making sure that a punishment or compensation matched the crime or the injury. It was a way to control violence and ensure justice within the community based on the laws given to Moses on Mount Sinai. In contrast, Jesus introduces a new way of understanding and practicing forgiveness. One of the most powerful examples of this new approach is found in Matthew 18:21-22. Peter asked Jesus, how many times should he forgive someone who sins against him? Up to seven times, Peter asked, thinking that forgiving someone that many times would be generous. And Jesus responds, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. Jesus wasn't just saying a literal number. Jesus was trying to make Peter understand the idea of unlimited forgiveness. Jesus' teaching goes beyond the legalistic approach of matching punishment with crime and instead emphasizes mercy, grace, and forgiveness. The contrast between the two approaches highlights a shift from a focus on justice as retribution in the Old Testament to a focus on mercy and forgiveness in the New Covenant. While the Old Testament law aimed at establishing justice and order, Jesus' teachings encourage forgiveness and reconciliation, even in situations where the law might allow for punishment. Jesus' approach reflects a deeper understanding of justice, one that includes the restoration of relationships and the healing of communities through forgiveness. In the New Covenant, the emphasis on forgiveness and mercy over strict justice is a call to live in a way that reflects God's love and grace toward us. It challenges us to forgive others as God has forgiven us, transcending the limitations of the law to build a community based on love, mercy, and forgiveness. This radical approach to forgiveness under the New Covenant does not in any way negate the importance of justice, but rather it completes it with a higher law of love as Jesus taught. Jesus' parables show the incompatibility of the new teaching of Jesus with the old laws and practices of the Old Testament. Unshrunk cloth or new wine is not compatible with old garments or wineskins. The teachings of Jesus about forgiveness, mercy, and love cannot be constrained or fully understood within the rigid framework of the Old Testament law. Old Testament law is represented by the old garments and the wineskins. It focuses on justice, law, and retribution. In contrast, Jesus' teachings, symbolized by new cloth and new wine, emphasize forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love. This is a fundamental shift from a legalistic approach to a more compassionate, heart-centered approach to faith and relationships with others. Just as new cloth and new wine require new garments and new wineskins, these teachings of Jesus require new understanding and a new way of living. Attempting to mix the old and new approaches, such as the law of retribution with the principle of unlimited forgiveness, leads to a conflict and a dilution of the message. Just as the old garments tear and the old wineskins burst, this relation also underscores Jesus' message that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The new teachings don't discard the old, but they bring them to their intended purpose, emphasizing the spirit of the law over the letter and focusing on internal transformation over external adherence. Jesus' words in these verses are very clear. He's starting a new chapter, one where our lives need to be completely changed, not just slightly adjusted. The new teachings that he brings about kindness, love, and the Holy Spirit, they don't fit with the old way of thinking of just following rules strictly. When we let Jesus change us, it's something that happens inside of us. We start to think and feel differently, more like how God wants us to be. It's about understanding the deeper meaning of the rules, not just following them without thinking. It's about enjoying the freedom that Jesus gives us. To live this new life with Jesus, we have to let go of our old way of doing things just because they're rules to do. As it says in the Bible in Ephesians 4:24, we need to be like a new person, made to be like God, good and holy. This new life isn't about sticking to a bunch of rules. It's about having a relationship with Jesus that changes us completely. We start to act, think, and make choices based on Jesus' example and his teachings of love and kindness. We begin to see the world differently through Jesus' eyes, and our actions show his compassion, his forgiveness, and his fairness. This new way of living isn't hard. It's freeing, and it gives us peace and joy that the old ways couldn't. When Jesus chose Matthew, a tax collector, and spent time with people who were considered sinners, he was showing something really important. His actions were a way of living out the law by being loving and welcoming to everyone. He showed that being part of God's kingdom isn't just about looking good on the outside and following rules perfectly. It's about having a heart that's changed. It's about having a heart that shows God's love and his care. Our journey with Jesus isn't about forgetting what we learned in Sunday school. It's about understanding more deeply what God wants for people, just as Jesus showed us. We face the challenge of respecting the teachings of the Old Testament while also living out this new kind of life that Jesus brings. The way we live out our faith shouldn't stay the same. It should grow and become a real life example of God's love and His kindness. We should try to understand and respect both the old and new parts of our faith. We should hold on to the timeless truths of the Bible, but we also have to be open to how the Holy Spirit can change us, leading us to a deeper and more honest way of believing. By living like the new wine, full of the Spirit, filled with love, mercy, and kindness, we show the world what Jesus' kingdom is really like. Doing this, we respect both the law and the teachings of the prophets, and we live as true disciples of Jesus. Jesus didn't come to get rid of the teachings of the Old Testament. He came to complete them in a way and show us a way to complete them. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, just help us. Help us always to be the people you're calling us to be like our Savior Jesus. Help us to love others and show that love to others in our words and in what we do. At all times. Father, just give us show us ways to love others and forgive others and have grace with others just as you love, forgive, and have grace for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.